That, my friends, is how we say happy holidays at WBGO. And we say it this morning with an all-star cast of world-class musicians, led by, I'm a little disappointed, man, I was kind of hoping for the red hat. Ray Angry is with us today and has just released, believe this or not, his first recording as a leader. But think like Bob James. Think a one and a two and a three and a four, because it's part of a quartet. And I heard him say, well, the next one just might be a funk escapade.
Yeah. That's
welcome to WBGO, sir, and thank you for coming by today.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure. Pleasure to be here.
Why did we wait so long to make the first record as a leader?
I think, you know, just experience. You know, I think with all the people that I work with, it just wasn't time. You know what I mean? And I think this was the perfect time.
You're not kidding. There wasn't time. When you look at this man's resume, and I mentioned it a little bit this morning, when you talk about Diane Reeves, you talk about D'Angelo, you talk about your significant work with Questlove, who's probably listening this morning, and the Roots Band as well.
Shout out to the Roots family.
There you go. And work with Spike Lee and also Chris Rock and others. And that's just touching the surface. Q-Tip. All of those things come together, though. You know, the opening track on your first recording as a leader is called The Circle Inside You. For Ray Angry, that's pretty significant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about love, man, you know? Just spreading love. You know?
Do these other environments somehow influence what you have brought to the table for the first recording?
Absolutely, because to me it's just music. You know, it's a language, and you just, you know, you're trying to communicate with people, and, you know, I'm trying to inspire people, so you know what I mean?
It's a collectivism of sorts, because I also heard you say that in addition to working with all of these wonderful people, and I got to tell you, my favorite Christina Aguilera record of all time has that tune Back in the Day.
Yeah, yeah. That
was Ooh, funny. Look out.
That was funny. Yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't hold any punches either.
No, she doesn't. No.
You know, bring the Marvin Gaye and the Etta James and the Lady Day and the Coltrane, right?
Yeah.
And you got Minnie Riperton right next to Louis Armstrong, because that's what music is about.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, yeah.
And for you, it started in Miami.
Yeah, I grew up in Miami, you know, grew up in a church, you know, and, you know, had parents that really, you know, made me practice and made me get serious about music. It was a really great experience. I went to New World School of the Performing Arts in Miami. So that had a really huge influence on me musically.
Before we hear some more music, please introduce these world-class musicians that are with you this morning.
I think the best way for us to do that is to have everybody say their name and introduce themselves.
Oh,
yeah,
well, that'll work.
Like that. Let's start with my brother, Myron. The great Myron Walden.
Myron Walden here on the woodwinds, bass clarinet, tenor, and alto flute.
Good morning, happy holidays. It's Keon Harold on the trumpet.
Good morning, I'm Andrew Gould, playing alto saxophone and a little bit of flute today.
FKA Jazz on the tenor saxophone.
Hi, this is Dave Levy on the trumpet.
What's happening, y'all? Jason Diesel on trombone.
Bernice Travis on the bass.
Eric Harlan on the drums.
The great Eric Harlan. Yo, I'm so happy that you guys are all here. This is really awesome to have.
So are we. And, you know, this is our end of year, and we've had another great year together with our listenership. You know, in excess of 400,000 people from around the corner and around the world to tune in each and every week. And we reach out with these special in-studio performances. Also, our 20-plus year children's series where we bring families together. In fact, Bernice, you came with Eldar to NJ PAC.
That was a long time.
And lit the kids up, man. Well, now listening this morning, the kids are just a little bit older. That's okay. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear it soon. I wrote called Gamma Ray.
Gamma Ray. Okay, this is Ray Angry and Council of Goldfinger. Thank you. You're listening to WBGO Live, and we hope the reason why you will support this public radio station with your hard-earned money, but I got news for you. You ain't working any harder than these musicians are in here this morning. So it's kind of an even trade. It's a barter, right? Great programming, good feelings. 1-800-499-9246 and online at WBGO.org. I'm Gary Walker. That piece, Gamma Ray?
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. And you have to know, here's Keon Harold. Those of you that saw the Miles Davis movie with Don Cheadle, you heard the trumpet of Keon Harold. Standing right next to Myron Walden, and one of his incarnations is his Momentum Quintet, inspired by the Miles Davis Quintet of the 1960s. So that's the kind of energy that we have flowing right here. And as Ray said a few minutes ago, it's all about one music. Good, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
And it's the intent of Ray Angry One?
Absolutely.
That's why you made that record, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, man. One love.
And there's a lot, when you're talking about music and types of music with no walls in between, there's a lot of love to go around, isn't there?
Absolutely, man.
And a lot of open doors for people to walk right through. Contemporary influences we've talked about, but how does somebody like Art Tatum or a dear friend of ours, Mogu Miller, come into play there?
Oh, man. First of all, Mogu Miller, that was my mentor. Mogu, I owe so much to him. Like, I spent so many hours and so many years being mentored by him. He was a great friend, and I really miss him. Yeah, I really wish he was here to hear this record. But yeah, I made this record. This record's dedicated to him in his memory, because he really, you know, he was there for me, really, when I was in college at studying at Howard University. Shout out to my Howard family. He used to come to the school and do workshops. And it was just a joy to be around someone that was just full of so much love and information.
Kenny Garrett tells stories about when he first came to town. He said it was Mogu that took him around to the jam sessions late at night and kind of mentored him, you know, streetwise. And showed and took him around to studios and things. Now, do you think that kind of relationship exists today among different generations of musicians?
Absolutely. I totally agree. Yeah, there's so many. You have to pass the baton, you know. You have to, you know, bring up the next generation. So, yeah, there's so many people that are such great mentors, like Wynton Marsalis, you know. Known him for many years, and yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Now, would that also be one of the reasons that you have started your Producers Monday series?
Yes. So the series is something I wanted to create, a collective where musicians and singers and just creative people in general can come to a space and just express themselves with total freedom, no boundaries. No, you know, any type of genre, anything, you know what I mean? And just have people come together and just communicate and make music and see what happens. So it's been incredible. It's been an incredible experience, the amount of people that have been coming through performing.
New Blue in New York?
New Blue, yes. New Blue 151.
New Blue 151.
Yeah, every Monday.
Every Monday.
Yep.
Kind of like the BGO Performance Studio, but without the Christmas tree. This is really an honor to have all you cats here this morning. It really is.
Oh, it's an honor for me to be here. You have no idea. This is a dream come true.
I used to
listen to WBGO.
Yeah. I start my day at 3:00 in the morning, and I know that's probably when a lot of you guys are saying, let's go get something to eat. Right?
Hopefully not.
So it's the other side of the world. But here you are in the morning, and we're feeling good about this. And, you know, we're doing a year-end fund drive, so people realize that the importance of this music is not something taken lightly, but we take this just as seriously as the musicians who make it. And without our listenership to support us, it'd be a desert out there, man. Wouldn't be much music going on.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too, is support, isn't it? You find it readily available, support for your various projects?
Absolutely. It's the, you know, the amount of people that have shown me support through the years and just stuck with me, it's just really amazing. It's really amazing. I mean, I think it's important for the music because, you know, you make music for the people. So you need the people to experience the music. So, yes, you know, the support has been amazing.
Well, I know some of you guys here in the band had the experience of playing with Roy Hargrove.
Oh, man. And yes, absolutely.
You talk about a little old soul, man.
Yeah.
You know, I brought in my Voodoo record, D'Angelo, because the baddest track on that record is Spanish Joint.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so that's
and
a great album.
Roy did the horns, and he and D'Angelo made that music happen. And his attitude toward that music and toward music in general is very similar to the way you guys believe. You know, you can't make music in a silo. And if you do, you're really limiting your possibilities, aren't you?
Mm, absolutely.
Because if you do that, we don't get Gamma Ray, do we?
No, we don't.
Ray Angry live with WBGO this morning. What are you going to play for us next,
man? Next, I'm going to play a tune I wrote called It Might Be Gold.
It Might Be Gold. Ray Angry and Council of Goldfinger.
Thank you.
Ray Angry and Council of Goldfinger. That tune entitled It Might Be Gold, and I got to tell you it is. If you looked at the faces of these musicians as they played this tune, you could tell. Man, there's some legal tender going down. And if you're just tuning in, world-class musicians. Ray Angry, piano and Rhodes. Eric Harlan, if you have ever seen Charles Lloyd, like I have, or Joshua Redman, or Dave Holland, I think that was the first time I actually saw Eric Harlan, Ravi Coltrane, Kevin Eubanks, as well as his own projects, like Vipassana, came out a few years ago, you know what Eric Harlan is capable of. And if you ever heard Betty Carter talk about him, you really know what he's capable of. And Burness Earl Travis II, Stephon Harris, grew up in the church, Robert Glasper, Roy Hargrove, Eldar, I mentioned early, came and did a kids jazz concert with us, the always forward-thinking Jackie Terrison, and a Tribe Called Quest. Now, you put those kinds of backgrounds together from just those two individuals, and that's what makes this music feel and sound like this.
Yeah, it's very important to have a extremely bad drummer and bass player. It's very important.
Because you got nine voices. You got nine voices, but such a seamless harmony working its way up the street of that tune, It Might Be Gold. And I want to ask you about one of the first groups that turned your head, I read, was the vocal group Take Six.
Oh, my God. I love.
Because there's individuals, but at the same time, it's that seamless thing working its way that speaks to every musician, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
What was it about Take Six that got to you?
Let's just start with harmony. Harmonically and you know, that band to me just, you know, the counterpoint with the way all the voices are working together, and just I was just moved by that group when I was young, you know. I've always been interested in the harmonic language, you know. So yeah, those are my favorite guys.
And it's amazing how they can do it sometimes at almost the speed of light, right? the way they work it. You know, next year we're going to celebrate our 40th anniversary at WBGO. 40 years, man, of bringing this music day in, day out, in the evening when the sun goes down. As I said yesterday, when you're on the Helix on a Saturday, you got Felix. And that makes it all right. Doesn't it? Imagine being on the Helix with no Felix? That would hurt, wouldn't it? And one of the special ways is with these in-the-moment live performances, like the one we have going now, and I hope you listening right now appreciate it enough to go out and support this music live, for starters, maybe Producers Mondays in New Blue, for example. But supporting your public radio station that's been dedicated to this for 39 going on 40 years at 1-800-499-9246 or online at WBGO.org. I'm Gary Walker, getting out of the way for Ray Angry and the Council of Goldfinger. What are we going to hear next?
This next song is a song that I wrote when my parents passed away. And it's called Number One Love. So I have to do that song. And dedicated to their memory. Yeah.
Thank you.
The record is called Ray Angry One. The first, if you're just tuning in, of what will end up being a four-part expression, with each part having a different focus. That tune there, Number One Love, dedicated to his parents, showing that many times one's own life story is what informs their music, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You live quite the life just from what I've heard this morning.
Thank you, man. I got more life to live.
Let's hope we all do, right?
I know, right?
And don't forget on Mondays. Now, can anybody walk in the door at Producers Mondays and kind of try to take part?
Absolutely. It's an open forum. So it's open to all musicians, you know. You know, singers, poets, dancers. It's a, you know, it's a creative space. And, you know, I think New York needs something like that, you know, where people can come in and just create from a blank slate, you know.
Well, and that's where the connectability comes from, you know, between the different genres.
Absolutely.
You know, I saw Pharoah Sanders one night with seven Moroccan musicians playing live for the Alonzo King Lines Ballet Company.
Absolutely.
Out of San Francisco, and I'll never forget that.
Wow.
And that's one of the only times I saw Pharoah Sanders live.
Wow. You know? That really inspires me.
You know?
Just, mixing mediums together and, you know, just coming up with, you know, just, you know, being creative and you know, exploring ideas and sharing ideas, you know?
Well, you know, I hope that's what people find when they tune in to 88.3 FM every day or log online at WBGO.org, is the variety of those expressions of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Armstrong, Robert Glasper,
absolutely.
Art Tatum,
yep. Herbie.
Keon Harold.
Wayne Shorter.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Wayne Shorter then and today. Right?
Esperanza Spalding. Shout out to Espy.
Yes.
Yeah, she's
ever evolving, this music. And if he doesn't show his warmth in Number One Love, dedicated to his parents, here's a man that says, still to this day, analog is the way to be recorded. That's warmth.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, it kind of forces your game a little bit, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, because what happens in the digital world, sometimes it becomes too easy to just go back and do it again instead of.
Yeah, instead of being in the moment. Yeah, that's what I love about recording, you know, in an analog world, you know, because it's capturing the art. As it is, you know.
Well, and it sounds like it's part of your DNA. I mean, not only with, you know, the Ray Angry 1, Ray Angry 2, do we know?
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I'm a student of the music, man. And, you know, I like to surround myself with people that know way more than I do. And, you know, and it just helps me to, you know, express myself and create, you know, based on inspiration and influences that people bring when I meet them, you know. And also, I have to give a shout out to JMI, you know, because those guys, Jake Cohen and Steve Mandel, those guys really believed in me. And they took a chance and made this record without knowing what it was going to be. And I'm so happy that we, you know, partnered together and made this record happen. And I'm really excited about 2, 3, and 4, because each volume is going to be a different expression of music. So it's going to be different moods. So I don't want to give too much on what the other records are going to be, but definitely there's going to be some funk in there. You know, it's going to be, you know, something in there to make people dance.
And it's the same kind of attitude that one might find on any given Monday at New Blue.
Absolutely.
And Producers Mondays, always different. Right?
Absolutely. Always different, for
always
sure.
Always different. That's a good thing.
That's the beauty of it, you know?
Yes,
why have
indeed.
It the same, you know? It's boring.
You bet.
Yeah.
Ray Angry, thank you for bringing yourself and your spirit and everybody else's spirit here to our audience this morning.
And shout out to Lauryn Hill. El Boogie.
There you go. Dorothon Kirk, Rahsaan's wife, tells a story living over in East Orange. Little neighbor girl, 5 years old, up on the front porch.
No way.
Rahsaan says, "So what do you want to do?" "I'm going to be a singer when I get big." "You know how hard work that is?" "I do, Mr. Kirk, I do."
I don't think she sounds like that.
That was Lauryn Hill. That was Lauryn Hill at 5 years old. That was a bad impression of Lauryn Hill at 5 years old.
Hold on a second.
But that's a true story.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That doesn't surprise me. I think she's amazing. She's an amazing talent.
I agree.
Yeah, she's always trying to evolve and change. And I love that about her, you know? Never keep it the same. Because it's boring. Like, you do something one way, like, you want to do it the same way? It's just boring, you know?
Right. But at the same instance, it's okay, isn't it, to look over your shoulder for reference. Right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, where's your traction?
Mm-hmm.
And you do, I hear that in your music. I hear that in everybody's playing here today at WBGO Newark. Thank you all for coming down here. Will you take us out with something better than me talking?
Yeah, man. So I have to say this, and I'm going to keep saying it until I get a phone call from Bjork, but I love Bjork. This song here is something that, rearranged, and it's called All Is Full of Love, and I call it Bjork City. And I just love Bjork. She's so awesome.
She's another one who never ceases to evolve.
Yeah, look at her catalog. That says everything right there.
Yeah.
She worked with some of the greats. In all genres, too. You know, it's
that's what's
cool.
Important, yeah. Is working in all genres. Because you can come here and go there and pull from all of those. And that's where the connection is between your expression and those people that are taking it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no moat. Matt Wilson calls it the moat. And he said, my job as a musician is try to get people across that moat.
Yep.
And get closer to the music.
Absolutely.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, man.
Ray Angry, thank you very much, man.
Man,
what are we going to go out with?
Thank you so much.
Bjork?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Angry One, and you can get involved with the creative spirit every Monday at New Blue in New York City, Producers Mondays. Thank you very much for producing some wonderful spirit for our holidays here today, man.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a great pleasure to be here. And thank you to all the musicians that came and supported and played, man. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Indeed. Jason Dessou, Andrew Gould, Dave Levy, Samir, FKA Jazz, Arif on tenor, right? Mm-hmm. Myron Walden, thank you, man. Good to see you again. Trumpeter Keon Harold. And Bernice Travis, good to see you again. And our leader, Ray Angry.
Eric Harlan.
And Eric Harlan.
Eric Harlan on the battery.
Bad, man. And it's all right here. And it's the way we say thank you for your support at WBGO Newark. Stick around. Rhonda Hamilton, Midday Jazz, is next.